North Carolina has a complicated relationship with climate change. The state was one of the first to consider its impacts and possible responses. But today, as reports like the National Climate Assessment issue ever more dire warnings, few policies are in place to adapt. In the first of a three-part series, WFAE's Ben Bradford explores the shift.
In November 2011, North Carolina's Environment Agency handed lawmakers a report. It analyzed how 77 divisions across state government should incorporate climate change into their planning, how water, agriculture, and health offices should account for impacts on water resources, disease spread, or pest control. It was an outcrop of years of research, but lawmakers never discussed it.
This was really high on the North Carolina agenda, and it went from that to nothing.
Victor Flatt advised on the report as director of UNC's Center for Law, Environment, Adaptation, and Resources.
I think what we've seen in North Carolina is kind of the most shocking change we've seen in any state.
A 2008 report on cutting emissions lies unused. The Environment Department has removed the sections of its website about climate change. State lawmakers have banned agencies from considering, until 2016, perhaps the biggest impact, accelerating sea level rise. A study of how the rising tide could damage coastal property was never publicly released. Funded by a $5 million FEMA grant, that study was billed as the most in-depth in the nation and expected to be a model for other coastal states, says Flatt.
It's an amazing tool. It was designed for state and local government at the coast, particularly to plan better so they could see exactly what risks were to each parcel of property.
The reason for the state's change of heart appears pretty obvious and voter approved. As Republicans won control of the General Assembly and then the governor's office, work on climate change faded. So, in 2010, the legislature, controlled by Democrats, requested those climate change recommendations from state agencies. In 2011, the Republican-led legislature declined to discuss their report. Republican political strategist Todd Rehm says that's the correct political move.
It is, by and large, an issue that you don't want to touch. It's not quite the third rail, but it's getting close to there.
Third rail, meaning too electric to touch. Rehm says since a large chunk of the Republican base doesn't believe climate change is man-made, it's automatically divisive and worth avoiding. And state officials have adopted that strategy. The governor's office and the state environment and public health departments declined interviews about the recently published National Climate Assessment. That's a government-commissioned roundup of climate change science. A spokesman for the governor's office responded, quote, "We have been focused on teacher raises and the budget." The Department of Agriculture agreed to an interview, on the condition I didn't ask the commissioner his view on climate change. But while senior Republican lawmakers have tried to avoid climate change discussions, the occasional on-record answer suggests the lack of action extends beyond political considerations. They don't necessarily believe in it, or at least that it's man-made.
Is climate change a fact?
House Speaker Tom Tillis, who's running for U.S. Senate, answered this question during a primary debate last month at Davidson College.
Mr. Tillis.
No.
In the state Senate, President Pro Tem Phil Berger has signed a pledge to oppose any climate change-related spending. As for the Environment Secretary,
I'm not sure there's a minority or a majority view.
John Scavarla questioned the science on WUNC's State of Things.
The reality is there is no such thing as consensus science.
The debate is really how much of it is man-made and how much will it cost to have any impact on climate change. My main argument is let's clean up the environment.
Governor Pat McCrory answered most recently on CBS's Face the Nation. Republican strategist Rehm says the second part of McCrory's answer is the best way for Republicans to engage on the issue.
The best message usually stays away from ideological discussions such as climate change and focuses on the here and now, the stream that passes by your children's school.
The state has used this strategy to continue a few programs. The Forestry Service hands out flyers to help landowners prepare for more extreme weather, focusing on immediate benefits. Health and Human Services still runs a federally funded program studying health impacts of climate change, but a spokeswoman avoids the phrase climate change. But when it comes to North Carolina's largest projected threats to the coast, to the water, and to agriculture, the state isn't engaged in any direct work. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.